Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting second. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting third. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gabby Hartnett. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Frank Demery. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Stan Hack. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Charlie Grimm. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Kurt Davis. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, JoJo Moore. Batting second. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting third. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Hank Lieber. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Sam Leslie. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Travis Jackson. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Hubbell. Pitching for the New York Giants, Carl Hubbell. And now, play ball. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cubs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery takes first base on ball four. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm fields the ball and throws to Davis covering. Safe. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive towards first. Grimm reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Grimm moves to second. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Grimm moves to third. Davis moves to second. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-1 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a line drive into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hartnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Demery hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-1 in the game. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell hits a pop-up towards third. Hack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerges hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to second. One out. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis strikes out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. Ott takes first base on ball 4. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Ott. The throw from Hartnett and he is out, Herman applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-2 in the game. Herman strikes out. Two outs. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-2 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hank Lieber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lieber is 0-for-1 in the game. Lieber strikes out. One out. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-1 in the game. Leslie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Grimm scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Demery hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. Hack bunts towards the mound. Hubbell fields it and throws to first for the out. Demery moves to second. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gerges is walked intentionally. Charlie Grimm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimm is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Grimm hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Phil Cavaretten now playing first base. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-1 in the game. Mancuso hits a line drive beyond third. Hack can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Mancuso moves to second. One out. Carl Hubbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mancuso scores. It's Cubs, 1, Giants, 1. Jojo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cavaretta fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Cavaretta. Hubbell moves to third. Moore moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0-for-2 in the game. Whitehead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hubbell scores. Moore moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Giants. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ott hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hartnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple pinch hits for Hank Lieber. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moore scores. Whitehead moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Giants. Roy Henshaw now pitching. Sam Leslie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leslie is 0-for-2 in the game. Leslie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Kiddo Davis now playing center field. Tuck Steinbach pinch hits for Roy Henshaw. Tuck Steinbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbach hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hubble fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Allen hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. Lon Warnecke now pitching. Travis Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mancuso hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Carl Hubble is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubble is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hubble hits a ball on the ground towards short. Jurgis fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-3 in the game. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gabby Hartnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hartnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hartnett hits a pop-up towards short. Bartel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Demery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demery is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Demery hits a fly ball into left field. Moore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Giants will come to bat. JoJo Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hermann scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Whitehead hits a line drive into center field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ott strikes out. Hartnett drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Ott out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Woody English pinch hits for Stan Hack. Woody English is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. English hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jackson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gerges hits a fly ball into right field. Ott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Lillard pinch hits for Phil Cavaretta. Gene Lillard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lillard strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 3, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.